Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Well, all right. So I'm so excited today to be here with my fellow Strange Temple facilitator, Ofra Wolf, who was one of my first COVID online Zoom resources of being in a body together. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her. You are at Open Movement, the power of playful embodiment to shape your moment. And this is Ofra. She is a somatic educator, a performance artist, and a community activist. She's the owner of Force and Flow Integrated Bodywork. And she has also done a lot of activism in the community. She is one of the founders of the Newburgh Clean Water Project and has been a recipient of multiple grants in support of her community arts, including Newburgh Open Movement, the Dress Project, and Suffrage Bike Parade. So she's studied with a lot of the greats in the contact improv community. So with that, I have spoken enough. Ofra, over to you. What have you got for us today?
Hi, everybody. I've got a really tired body to begin with. That's the truth. I've been doing a lot of heavy duty construction work the past week, painting ceilings. Today I was sanding floors all day. I know that for the presentation, I'm in speaker mode, but for those of us who are in the room together, I'm gonna encourage you to press on gallery mode because we're gonna play. And if you're still out there in the audience, and yes, Laura's posting in the chat, and you'd like to join us in this room, please do raise your hand. There's so much that we can actually do together. And this workshop or time together, playing together, is really actually about trying to access a kind of consciousness, a kind of connection to what's happening that's not in me alone. It somehow belongs to the space between us. And I'm there to play with it, to notice it, to step into it, and see what is my appetite at any given moment to engage, right, with what's going on. Hi, Charles. Hello, I know Charles. Hi, Sarah in Buenos Aires. Yes, okay, great. And so what I would encourage you to do is just take a moment for those of us who are here in the room together and just look at what you already see happening. Just notice what you already see happening. And remember also what was happening for you a moment ago. Every single person had already started kind of shifting into some personal rhythm. And see if we can just play for a moment between just letting yourself go into your own little rhythm, whatever was feeling good for you, or checking in with what's going on for someone else. And yeah, just, you know, maybe you see something that looks interesting and you want to try it. And maybe you see something that's like, just kind of driving you crazy and you want to go do your own thing somewhere else. And you're just kind of exploring your appetite right now to move. What kind of movement wants to happen for you? And simultaneously, your appetite to engage, you know, see what other people are doing, maybe borrow a movement. Yeah. And we're just gonna kind of go into this little ebb and tide between like, oh, whatever's gonna just please me right now. And what's going on over there? This is a temporary space for me, just for a couple of weeks, and I have a lot of empty space here. But, you know, you have your own space. So what I suggest is as you keep kind of, you know, playing and borrowing, also just check in with your space and where might be somewhere that you can go that you wouldn't automatically think to go. Maybe we can see it, maybe we can't. And then, go somewhere else, anywhere else. And you don't have to be. Sometimes go into somebody else's room. How does that work? Or invite someone or everyone into your room. What is it about your space that you want to show? Still just exploring our appetite for movement. And I'll just add that we can start to also play with our appetite for stillness. And every once in a while, we might just pause and see what we see. Your pause can be as long as your pause is. It might be so quick, I didn't even know you paused, and it might be so long, I might think you went to sleep. Just a little bit, you know, still kind of doing what feels right for you in your body. Checking out different places where you might do that in the room. Sometimes checking in with another room, and sometimes checking in with your appetite now for stillness. That when you're still, you're looking at the screen. And when you're moving, you're not. You're looking anywhere but the screen. And maybe a little bit, try to really when you see yourself looking at the screen, pause. And notice notice when the impulse comes on its own rather than having to always think about who I want. Oh, hello. Of this. What do you need more of? Stillness, movement, interaction. It's your last 30 seconds to feed your appetite. What wants to come through? Mood is appetite. Sometimes we can feed our appetite for moods. Movement is a great way to do that. Just slowly, just start to bring it to a place where you can rest for a moment and we can check in. And as we start to come back, just notice what you're noticing. Are you in your room or in someone else's room? Nice. Beautiful. Thank you. Welcome, Cassie. Welcome, Natastic. We jumped right into it because I really wanted to move. My body just needed that. And I didn't have a chance to really give a heartfelt thanks. First of all, actually, I want to say to my friend Laura here, who is just an amazing spirit in the dance and embodiment world and is so full of light and enthusiasm and, you know, making it real for those of us who are doing this work. So thank you, Laura. Thank you for all the work that you're doing in bringing this dance and creativity channel together. What a beautiful home to land in for so many of us. We can't see Alexandra, but she's our tech lady and she's keeping everything running. So thank you from behind the scenes. And that's Andy back there on the keyboard. Thank you, Andy Reinhardt, for bringing some live music to us. Thank you to the little people who joined. And hi, Cassie. So nice to see everybody who's here. Thank you also to those of you who are not in the room with us. Hopefully, you're finding a way to engage with us in your own way. So I wanted to share with you that, you know, open movement, the practice of open movement has existed since the late 1960s. It started in New York City in PS1. It's not something that I invented, but it's been a really, really big part of my life. There was a short time where I ran the Open Movement Jam in its last days at the West Village. And there was a particular moment around 2012 that I was working with a number of really seminal teachers for me. One was a medical Qigong master that I was working with out in Thailand. And the other was Steve Paxton and Lisa Nelson. They'd put together a group of dancers in a research project called Figure Space. And some of you might know, some of you might not, but Steve Paxton is credited with really birthing contact improvisation, but really is an improvisation. He's a contemporary artist, and that's his form. And Lisa Nelson is the creator of Tuning Scores, also an incredible dancer and improviser. And so I found myself in a space of asking a lot of questions about consciousness and what happens when we really experience consciousness as space or as spatial. And these were questions that were coming to me from teachers that were coming from very different worlds, but at the same moment in time. And I discovered that I just love playing with other people in time and space and experiencing what unfolds. It's a happy place for me. And this is what I call open movement. So I'm going to be combining things that come a little bit from the world of Qigong and then things that come very much from the world of contemporary dance improvisation and other things that I have in my tool bag. And all of these are just games. They're just suggestions for ways to arrive at the moment in a place that feels like you have agency, like you have choice, and you can experience pleasure or curiosity no matter what is going on. Yeah? All right. Okay, so let's start. And this is really one of my favorite ways to start, even though we've already started. And it's by warming up my hands. It's giving me some kind of contact, some kind of feedback. And what I'm doing as I'm warming up my hands is I'm also really starting to articulate for myself that place where the right and the left side of my body meet. What's the center of my body? Yeah, it's perfectly fine if you're sitting, especially on a ball is nice. And I'm also trying to start to feel into the middle of my middle, my belly button. And I'm just bringing all of this sensation into really feeling the axes of my body through my hands. Yep. And then I'm going to try to keep some level of connection to the middle. And I'm going to just take a nice deep breath. And I'm going to start to take my hands up and over my head and behind the back of my head. And I can continue like that a few times, just breathing up through the face and down through the back of the head. But if you're someone who's already into this, then you can just keep going and touch yourself, right? You're just exploring your skin and the various directions that it feels right to pass over it. I love going down along the back of my body. It really helps me to anchor a lot of the weight that I hold up. Yeah, I see Scott doing something. I really love to open across my chest, especially in these COVID days, you know, where I get so tight in here. And I saw Sarah on her belly. That's another beautiful space, and I'm just moving and I'm moving. And I'm trying to really touch every surface of my body in some way, at some point. Back to this, but I'm just going to shift for a moment. And now, rather than touching my body with my hands, I'm going to think of touching my body with the space. And how can I touch all the different crevices, those nice spaces behind the knee, for example, that I love to touch. This is one of Lisa Nelson's tuning score calls, and it's just open or close. So if you hear close, it's an invitation to close your eyes And if you're open, it's an invitation to open them. And you're always invited to do what's right for you. So, touching the body with the space, close. For as long or as little as they stay closed. So we've used the space to touch our body. We've used our hands to touch our body. Can we use the body to touch the space? I don't know how much you can see. I have so much space between the walls here, but are there surfaces? Whatever you were doing, do something else. Can you touch a body in another space? Can you touch the body of another space? Warming up. This feels really good for me with all the work I've been doing. And now just let the touch relate a little bit more to the muscles rather than just the skin. Just noticing the muscle tissue. And, you know, as quickly as feels right, whichever muscle you've been playing with, use that muscle now to carve, to push through the space. Feel free to push into another space. You don't have to be polite. Not right now, anyways. Try another muscle, try another group of muscles. Let yourself get muscular with the space for a moment, but you know, obviously, depending on the time and the shape of your body, don't overdo it. My favorite. It's the bones. And so touch yourself a little bit now with really, you're looking for your bony structure. So like between the fingers is a really good place to feel the bones. Between the fingers, the sides of the ribs, if you can dig into them. Cheekbones are another great place to feel the bones. Forehead bone, oh, bony cat. Yeah. Knees, shins. And this one, this is Steve Paxton's little scythe, little sword here. Feel this connection from your pinky bone all the way through to the tip of the scapula. One long connected arm. Good. And now start to really use those nice sharp bones to cut the space, so slice it. check in at any time with your appetite for stillness, your appetite for being in someone else's room, or your appetite for just looking at yourself. Who cares? This is you feeding your body's appetite. If a mood comes in and you recognize it and you sense that you have an appetite for that mood, keep slicing and let that mood come through. Already there. Nice to see. So let's like get out of the bones for a moment now. Just back into this sack, this nice big fluid sack of the skin. And what are all the different ways that I can melt or move or experience this sack in my space today? Try this now. So you have all these different things, right, that you can play with. You have just the skin touching the space, slicing it with bones, pushing through with muscle. Choose one other person. You don't have to look at them all the time. Just let yourself respond. Maybe you're mimicking what you perceive them doing. Maybe you're responding by doing the opposite. And just stay with your appetite as long as it's there. Don't worry. If you just want to keep going with something, go. If you're bored, move on. Yeah. Calling you. Can you be engaged in it and just focus a little bit. Maybe the movement stays the same, but the quality is coming from a more sack-like place. When's the last time you closed your eyes? What happens if you close your eyes? What's your appetite for being with eyes closed right now? Thank you. ones that people are offering, and just start to really feel into that. You've got whatever's going on for you. What can you offer the moment? Is it support? Counterpoint? Where's your place inside of this place that suits you? Next 60 to 90 seconds, we're going to find some kind of conclusion or end or momentary stop to this little exploration of appetite that we've been into. Just saying that word makes me feel like, oh, maybe I still want a little bit more. What's your appetite for play right now? You get all you needed? Pause together and everybody still be satisfied. Oh, I just love the bouncing kid in the back. What a perfect metaphor for stillness in our world today. I guess I want to give everybody a chance to get a drink of water if they want to.
I'm going to break in also and say to all those people in TV land who are just watching, if you want to raise your hand, we can bring you into the room. So feel free, take a brave step to be in the room of Strange Temple with Ofra.
It's really very, oh, did I froze here? Okay.
No, you're good.
It's very different from the inside. And one of the things that's really beautiful about it is that, you know, we don't need to come ready with any answers or any level of ability. You know, we're just there to observe and respond to our appetite, to our desire, you know, for how much, how little, when, you know, with whom. Zoom is actually beautiful in that way because it really gives us a lot of space. And the difficulty is learning how to, which we did beautifully for a group that's never moved together before. I'd love to hear from some of you guys, but arrive in some kind of shared space just by our agreement to notice what's right for me in the context of what's going on for other people, and then play, right? Find joy. So before I throw us back into movement, which is really what my body wants to keep doing, I do want to give a chance if anybody wants to say anything. I do find it's useful to reflect sometimes on, you know, sometimes we have, I don't know, an epiphany or not, or an awkward moment, and just saying it out loud helps to unpack it. You can unmute yourself if you're in the room, yeah?
Phoebe Teresa would like to share. Phoebe's been trying to hold silence, and she wants to share everything that's been coming up for her.
Did you have fun, Phoebe?
Oh, she's going into a different direction. It's not show and tell, Phoebe. Just feelings. Just feelings.
I do feel really happy when I go up into the sky.
Yeah.
It's been a very happy dance for us. She keeps, she's an affectionate kid, but she keeps giving me kisses. These are our sounds. You can do the next person now.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but that up and down is like great for me too, because that's not where I'm at right now, but watching it is like, yeah, I feel it. Anybody else want to pop in and say something?
Huang says,
Cassie, you unmuted?
Oh, I feel more spacious, from Huang in the chat.
Awesome. Thank you, Huang. Yeah.
Cassie? I was just going to share that it was, the music was so delightful, Andy. It just felt so perfect and supportive. And then there were moments that I caught myself playing off of what you were doing, even though I had no idea what you were going to be playing. Every note was a beautiful surprise. And then I don't remember who it was, because I was scrolling across, but somebody was having a marvelous duet with their dog. And so I was trying to emanate that. Oh, Charles. I was trying to find that same duet energy, because the dog was giving such vibrancy to, and there was all of this like three-dimensional movement happening. So I was trying to channel that in my self space without the dog. And that just looked so fun and delightful.
Excellent.
Is there anything that was awkward or unpleasant that you encountered? Are you saying something, Melissa? No, okay, you're muted. Yeah, well, I'll say that the thing that's a little bit awkward for me is that this is a new and a different space for me. And so I don't have like as much familiarity with how far away I can get from you and still be connected to you. In the room that I'd been working with, I had really started to figure that out. Like I could feel the field, you know, because I also knew the space. And I think that's really something that's, as someone who's been renovating very old houses right now for several years, you know, there's some kind of consciousness that's in the actual walls and the material of a room. And there's something that we also bring to it with our presence. I wonder if there's something I can bring to your room from across Zoom. I really have this question these days, is it possible? But I think that I'd like to just start back up again. And this is a practice that Laura and I have brought into our Strange Temple rituals that I just love. And I've encountered it with, you know, different teachers of mine, particularly from, you know, indigenous traditions. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna invite us all to figure out where south is in your room that you're in right now. Where is south? And just, you know, if you want to get up and go there, if you want to just turn around and face it, if you want to point to it, whatever it is, but just take a moment. Maybe you need to figure it out. I'm here. Great. And from the south, let's just continue around and face the east, so that you know where east is in your room. In your own time, when you're ready, you can come around to the west. I mean to the north, sorry guys, it's getting late. Or west, if that's where you went, and then north, great. Good,
There are no mistakes in here, Ofra.
Awesome. I'm so glad for that. And just, you know, for a moment, feel the ground below you. So, you know, I'm not right on the ground below me. There's another floor below me and a basement below that. But below all that, there's ground. And this is really incredible ground. The Hudson Valley where I live is so beautiful. And, you know, this is Lenni Lenape land, and you can still see and feel the love for this land, you know, in the landscape around here. So I'm just kind of sensing the down. And then choose any direction in your room. Just choose any direction. It can even be, you know, southeast. It doesn't matter. I'm actually going to face northwest in order to be able to work with you. And if you feel comfortable, close your eyes for a moment. And just let's go back into breathing into the body. As we warmed up our hands earlier on, and we felt that space between the midline of our body, between right and left, let's just feel into the midline of our body between front and back. Whatever direction you're facing, for a few moments, breathe into that direction. Let your breath expand and open into that direction. And start to check for yourself, where inside your body does the direction that you're facing end and the opposite direction begin? So if you're facing south, where does south end and north begin in your body right now? And breathe into the opposite direction. Feel yourself expanding back there. For a moment, just notice with your eyes open what you see, what's in front of you when you're facing this direction in your room. And with your eyes open or closed, what you see behind you. So don't look, but what do you see? What do you know? Maybe you see it in your screen. Come back to the center of your body for a moment and find that axis in the middle again. So maybe it's between east and west. If you want to shift directions and face somewhere else, anywhere that feels right. And just breathe into one direction for a moment. Offer yourself, offer your breath, offer your body, offer the full three-dimensional volume of yourself to the east, west, wherever you're facing. Where does that end in your body? Where does the other direction begin? Breathe into that for a few moments. Great. And then just start, if you haven't already, the smallest little dance right around that central axis. And let's start with our eyes closed, if you feel safe. Maybe just feel yourself, this compass within you, this center where the directions meet, just navigating your room a little bit, navigating your space with eyes closed. Do you still know where you're facing? How do you know? What do you see in your room when your eyes are closed? Maybe start to play with expanding yourself into a particular area of the room. Still, if you can tolerate it, with your eyes closed. And It can be the entire front of your body or right side of your body that you're expanding into a part of the room, or it can just be just, you know, like just your head. Close just a few moments longer and notice if it's uncomfortable to be with closed eyes and you're willing to try. What are you changing in order to make it a little bit more possible for yourself? What's the size of your movement, the rhythm, the pace, the density of the movement? Space. See if you can stay with your eyes closed and maybe come to a place where you're more still in the space, but you're starting to feel the possibility of every part of your body reaching into these directions, across and through the axis that passes right in the middle of your body. I'm not moving so much in the room as moving yourself, projecting, pointing yourself. Start moving your axis into somebody else's room and back into your own room. To the screen for some sense of safety that, you know, what I'm doing is okay, that what's going on is all right. And I guess in these last few minutes, I'm asking us to push it a little bit outside of the zone of safety, including for myself, you know, is this okay? Is this right? Is this going well? Just feel your body in your space right now. You know, what are all the different ways that you can project yourself? Tired of your space? Project yourself into another space, but don't feel obligated to be in the screen. Really find a new corner. Find a new territory. And bring yourself into it somehow. Comfortable with, you know, pushing it a little bit, your discomfort about whether it's right or wrong or good or bad, or should you be looking at the screen or not. Push it a little bit with your mood too. Let your mood come through. Like, especially if you're a little kid and you got really good eyebrows. Yeah. What's something's going on that's making you nervous with your mouth? Yeah, just let that come into the space too. And then, you know, send that mood around a little bit. Send it into all the little corners. And we stay so neat in our lives. We hardly move at all except in these very known pathways. And we really keep ourselves to ourselves and our moods and our thoughts. And here's a moment, just these last few moments of playing together to project yourself, your desire, your mood, your body, every direction, up, down. South, north, east, west. And into the ether, into somebody else's world. Or, you know, take the ether from somebody else's world into your own. Maybe you want some of that. Especially like the young juicy joint ether. I want some of that.
Going to invite you all into the very weird final ending place, wherever you're coming in for a landing. And Ofer, I'm going to come back to you in 1 second, but I have to give the final moments of speeching, of talking, although it's so hard sometimes to talk after being in such body places. And yeah, thank you, Andy. That was amazing, really enjoyable to dance to, and Ofer. So feel free, everybody, to type in the chat what you're feeling, what's changed for you, where you are now. And I also just want to invite you, at the end of every session, there are coffee breaks. You can go into the coffee break room. It's the top little three dots in the right-hand corner of your portal. And one more thing that I want to say is that the next thing coming up is Josh Whiteley. It is. Do I have it? There's been some real drama around this in the past, in my life, in the past few minutes. Anyway, I think it's Vedic. I think he's like a, I'm just butchering this horribly. So I'm not going to say anything else, but there is another session. So please look at it. It's up in an hour. And also, I know that many of you are here because you love this movement. And if you feel like you can afford to buy any of the packages of any of the classes or any of the whole thing, if you have that kind of income, feel free to invest. If not, then enjoy everything as it is coming for free. Everything is up for 2 days for free. So I want to come back to Ofer and ask you, Ofer, for your final golden nugget piece of wisdom about embodiment. It's like a one sentence.
I don't think that there's anything other than embodiment. So I'm not sure that I could, you know, be too wise about it. I would like to say something about this particular pathway to embodiment that we've been experiencing, because it's very free and playful, and you know, it can give the impression that it's just like, oh, la-di-da, which it is, and that's why it works, and that's why it's wonderful. But there's also an underlying philosophy to it that I find very powerful that I have been working with in my practice. And you know, what you'll notice is that we're not working with any kind of fictitious images in this work. We're really turning our attention to what is. And it can be as simple as my skin. You know, I don't need to know every bone in my anatomy to say, oh, my bone, that's what is. My room, the other people in the room. You know, often when we go into embodiment and dance, there's a lot of visualizations of things that are other than us and are outside of us. And so this is a particular pathway into a certain kind of consciousness that I believe can be a shared consciousness that really relies on paying attention to what is and not imposing images from the outside, allowing images, sensations, moods to arrive and moving with them and playing when they do, but not asking to put it on us from the outside. And that's one of the things that I find really, really freeing about this practice, is it just allows me to experience myself in that way as just part of what is as it's happening.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Alexandra from Vladivostok, for being our fabulous tech host. Yeah, everybody who's participated and been in the room with us, and all the attendees who stuck around and watched this, it's been wonderful to be with you. So yeah, a little sparkle fingers, also known as jazz hands, but not in these circles. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you all for playing. Thank you for those of you who are watching from afar. Bye-bye.